With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Guilty on all 34 counts. That's the finding of a New York jury in the criminal trial of former President Trump.
After deliberating over the course of 2 days, a jury of 12 New Yorkers found Trump guilty of falsifying business records in a scheme to illegally influence the 2016 election. It makes him the first former American president to be found guilty of felony crimes.
We didn't do a thing wrong. I'm a very innocent man.
Trump is set to be sentenced on July 11, just days before the Republican National Convention. Outside the criminal courthouse, Greg Clugston, New York.
Mr. Trump could face 4 years of prison time on each count, fines, or probation. Also at SRNNews.com, an Idaho jury convicted Chad Daybell of murder in the 2019 deaths of his wife and his girlfriend's two youngest children. Thursday's verdict marks the end of a years-long investigation that included bizarre claims of zombie children, apocalyptic prophecies, and illicit affairs. He could face the death penalty. The National Rifle Association gets the green light from the Supreme Court in its lawsuit against a former New York State official over claims she violated its free speech rights.
The unanimous opinion reverses a lower court decision tossing out the gun rights group's lawsuit against ex-New York State Department of Financial Services Superintendent Maria Vullo. The NRA says Vullo pressured banks and insurance companies to blacklist it after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida that left 17 people dead in 2018. Vullo argues she rightly investigated NRA-endorsed insurance policies.
That's Jeremy House reporting. A Connecticut state trooper killed after getting hit by a car while making a traffic stop on Interstate 84 in Salington around 2:30 this afternoon. This is SRN News. Gay reality shows are coming to TV, courtesy of Hulu.
The giant streaming platform, which is owned by the Walt Disney Company, will kick off Gay Pride Month by rolling out I Kissed a Boy and I Kissed a Girl, a pair of homosexual dating shows that originate in the United Kingdom. Decency advocates point out that if you buy Disney Plus for your kids to watch, you will also be exposing them to Hulu as part of the bundle, a network that is increasingly not for kids at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to new Census Bureau data, just 12% of people in San Francisco attend religious services once per month. Seattle residents are only slightly more religious, 16% attend church monthly. Southern cities like Atlanta, Houston, Dallas, among the most religious American cities, but Riverside, California actually tops the list. The survey estimates 29% of Riverside residents attend religious services at least once per month. This is SRN News. Here's a look at Thursday's doings from Wall and Broad with John Scott.
The worst day for Salesforce stock in nearly 20 years helped drag stocks lower. The S&P 500 sank 0.6%, even though the majority of stocks across Wall Street rose. The Dow fell 0.9%, and the NASDAQ composite dipped 1.1%. Salesforce lost a fifth of its value after reporting weaker revenue for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Treasury yields eased in the bond market following weaker-than-expected reports on the job market and the overall economy.
By the numbers, the Dow dropped 330 points to close at 38,111. The NASDAQ fell 183 points to 16,737, while the S&P 500 shed 31 points to close its books at 5,235. New York oil lost $1.32 to end up at $77.91 a barrel. More at SRNNews.com.